I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers are rejoicing in Tripoli, Lebanon today. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says they've finally been able to reopen their ministry center. Pressure from Muslim extremists had forced Horizons to shut down the center for several months. But while it was closed, believers met individually with people who'd been coming to the services.
We have seen people come to Christ. A few dozen people have come to Christ from Muslim background in that Tripoli center. And we continue to press forward in faith that number will continue to grow.
Would you partner with them in prayer?
Pray for Sheikh Bilal. He's the main Muslim leader who has been persecuting our center and the cause of the gospel. And I would just pray that the Lord would convict him.
And most mission groups focus on specific countries or language groups with manageable millions of people. But Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver says there are billions of people who do not or cannot read.
Well, there's probably about 2 billion people that fit into that category that really can't read anything, whether it's a trade language or whether it is their own mother tongue. So it's important that we understand what the audience is that we're really trying to focus on.
After all, literacy has never been a requirement to be a follower of Christ.
We want to make sure that as an organization, we don't want to leave anybody behind. We want to make sure they have all access to the Word of God, regardless of their ability to read.
So pray that the truth of the gospel reaches every person in every hidden corner of the world. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.